As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon. If you would like to join them, check out our website, DisneyAssembled.com, and hit that patron button. Or you can head on over to Patreon.com/DisneyAssembled. Join for little as $3 a month.
$2 a month.
$2 a month.
Yeah, $2 a month. Access to all the exclusive patron-only content. We'd really appreciate your consideration there. So, help us out with the show. All right, Mimi, we have a topic we're going to talk about this week. Do you want me to explain the topic? Do you want to explain the topic? All right, I will explain the topic.
You got it.
We had the idea a while back of taking a look at each of the four Walt Disney World parks and sort of ranking the attractions based on our opinion of the animatronics in that attraction. And not every attraction has audio animatronics, but we listed a bunch of animatronics here, and we're just going to go through them, sort of not necessarily a tier list, but sort of a, what do they call it? Like a tournament.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's go through them. We're going to start with the Magic Kingdom in this episode, and then other episodes coming up, maybe not one after the other, but we will do all four parks. And after all that, when we have the four winners, we'll have the big, you know, sort of four
recap
attraction. Yep. And we'll recap and we'll have like the overall winner. Maybe we'll get you guys that are listening out there. If you want to chime in, you can help us, you know, with your opinion on some of these. We're going to start with the Magic Kingdom today. There are a number of attractions we have listed with audio animatronics that we're going to discuss. Try to come up with our winner.
Heck yeah.
Hopefully we're on the same page because we didn't sort of prepare our list ahead of time. So we're just gonna have to do it in live action, figure it out together. We'll also have a Disney dad joke of the week and this week's Disney trivia question of the week. We're actually recording this episode earlier than usual. We recorded our last episode
on Tuesday.
And it is Thursday, April the 25th. And this episode will be scheduled to come out this coming Sunday, which is the 28th.
Yeah.
So we don't have anyone who has answered last week's
question
yet.
But we do have a new question. And I can tell you the answer to the old question.
All right. So let's go over. Do you want to go over the answer to the old question?
I'll go over the old answer from last week,
right,
from Tuesday.
Very good.
Okay. So the question was, what does Giselle use to make herself some clothes from in Enchanted? So what does Giselle make her clothes out of? And the answer is curtains.
Oh, so there you go. I did not know that. I've never seen Enchanted.
It's okay.
And they've made a sequel too, right? Like, didn't they have Enchanted 2 on Disney Plus? I haven't seen either of them.
I prefer Ella Enchanted, the one with Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
That's the one I like better, but
Very
different.
All right. We have movies. We'll have a new trivia question at the end of today's episode.
At the end of the episode.
All right. We have a Disney dad joke of the week and we have a main topic of the week. I know we always do the dad joke first. Do you want to keep doing the dad joke first?
Yeah. Just keep the joke where it's at.
Yeah. We'll keep it where it's at. And this episode may, since we have a lot to talk about in our main topic, we're kind of going through the first part a little faster than usual, but that's okay. All right. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Disney fans of all sorts and types, it is time for this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh boy.
Mimi.
Yeah.
So we all know in Beauty and the Beast that, you know, Gaston has this big battle with Beast at the end. But one of the pieces of their story that was not in the original, was not in the movie at all, got cut. A lot of people don't know about this, is that much earlier, Gaston's brother actually gets into a hand to paw fight with the Beast. Did you know that?
Okay.
Gaston's brother gets into a fight with the Beast, right? Do you know what his brother's name is?
No.
Claude.
Bye. Okay. Okay.
He gets to a fight with the Beast.
Okay.
He's Claude, right?
Okay.
All right. That's this week's Disney Dad Joke of the Week. If you have a dad joke of the Disney sort that you think we might be able to use on the show, send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on the socials.
Gram, Book, Talk, Twitter, Threads.
All at Disney Assembled.
I need a shortcut for Twitter and Threads. Oh, did you just delete our whole list?
No, what happened to my list? Okay, there it is.
Okay. Okay, that was terrifying.
So, yeah,
Do you want me to lead this? The bracketing of this doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
We just listed them. There was no order.
Right. We just didn't listed them. I'm going to go like 1 and 2, and then whoever wins from that will go against 3, and then 4.
No, 1 and 2 will go, then 3 and 4 will go, and then we'll just keep going down the list like that.
Okay. Okay. But do we have an even amount?
Yeah, I don't
know.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14.
Oh, no, we don't.
How many do we have?
We have 15.
All right. Well,
the last 3 can go together.
Well, no, or maybe the last one just gets a bye.
Okay.
Whatever.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's not really.
Don't touch me with your feet. Stop touching me with your feet.
It's not really that important.
It really isn't. My favorite phrase right now is it's really not that deep, because being in April almost May, second semester, post prom, committed to college senior, it's just not that deep.
Yeah.
Nothing we do is that deep.
We're in the Magic Kingdom. There are attractions.
I'm going to be in the Magic Kingdom in a little bit over a month.
You are. You're going on a big trip. I know you're excited.
I'm so excited. Oh. I'm buying so many Lululemon Align tanks.
It sounds like in most all the different of our colors. Disney rewards Visa credit will all be going to you. So
no, there you go. Y'all aren't giving me that.
I don't know. Maybe we are. Maybe we aren't.
Hello.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, how am I going to use it? I'm not going to Disney World.
This is true.
Unless I sneak out.
We have
Animatronic. We're gonna go into where. Since I made the list, you want me to lead it?
Yeah. And we'll just have a discussion. Don't read the whole list though. Just do the brackets.
Right. So the first two attractions we're gonna discuss. We have to pick a winner. Like which is better? Mm-hmm. Again, this is just based on the animatronics in the attraction. Okay, these are two classic attractions in Walt Disney World. It's a Small World and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, this is a tough one.
It is, because they're both classic,
and they're both known for their animatronics. Like, without the animatronics, the attraction would not exist. Right.
If you take animatronics out of it, it's a Small World.
Or Pirates, it's the same ride, actually.
Right. You're just floating. So which one, I don't know. You want to go first?
Yeah, here's my take. I think the Small World dolls are more iconic than the Pirates animatronics. But the Pirates animatronics are by far more impressive. That Johnny Depp one does look so much like Johnny Depp. And it is very evident that a lot more money and time goes into upkeeping the Pirates animatronics than goes into the Small World dolls. And I think that a part of that is just the nature of the fact that the Small World dolls only do like 2 movements and don't take very much to upkeep.
Right.
However, when we were there in January, you could hear some squeaking coming from their hinges.
Mm.
And that made me sad.
Yeah.
So I don't quite know where my vote goes yet, because I think the Small World dolls have a very important place in Disney history. But I think those Pirates ones are just so impressive.
Well, let me help you settle this once and for all. I like the Small World dolls, the animatronics, and I like the Pirates. But the Small World ones are essentially all variations on the same doll. They're True. Just dressed differently, and maybe their features are slightly different depending on what part of the
and
world.
And the hair. Yeah. Right.
But they're essentially the same doll. In the Pirates ride, these are very distinct characters, very different characters. And I think the storytelling with the animatronics in Pirates is superior to the one in Small World.
Fair.
So I'm going Pirates with this one.
Sounds good.
All right. Small World.
Goodbye, Small World.
All right. Actually, no. Should I do it the other way?
Yeah. Check the one that's
check
in.
The one that wins. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The next two, The Little Mermaid. Is it Voyage The Little Mermaid? No, it's not. It's no, Ariel's it's Undersea
Adventure.
Whatever it is. It's the Little Mermaid ride in Fantasyland.
Right.
Versus the Tiki 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 Room. The Enchanted Tiki Room.
In the Tiki 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 Room. In the Tiki 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 Room. All the birds sing words and flowers. Groom in the Tiki 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 Room. Papa, before this episode started, Papa was like, it's 8:40. No tomfoolery. Let's just get this episode.
I'm going to turn into a pumpkin.
Barrel through the content. He was like, lock in, do the content. No tomfoolery. And here I am singing. So as I was singing, he pointed at the time.
So here's the deal on this one. I'm going to give my opinion.
The Tiki Birds. The Little Mermaids are creepy.
The Tiki Birds were the original animatronics. But I agree with you. The Little Mermaid ones, sometimes they work, they don't work. Other than the Ursula one, which I think is fantastic. I don't know about the others. So
yeah, I mean, but even the Ursula one is still kind of
we're
like
Tiki Bird fans.
Huge Tiki Bird fans.
So Tiki Bird's going to pass that one. All right, next one. The Haunted Mansion and Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Okay.
This is not even close.
It really isn't. The technical special effects, the physical special effects that are just done in the Haunted Mansion with the attractions and just with the set in general just outweigh anything Buzz Lightyear could ever do. Like the hat box ghost alone is just like a feat of technology that is so fascinating to me. And I will never know how it works. And this ghost,
you can go online and watch it.
The ghost dancers and the painting, just the whole ballroom scene in general is all animatronic magic. And I think it's very cool.
Yeah. This one's not even close. I think the Haunted Mansion by far is the much better attraction for animatronics than Buzz.
The Buzz animatronic is cool though. And the Zurg one is cool. Like they are very lifelike and very definitely newer, right? Like, but the Haunted Mansion ones are just, you know, unbeatable.
Very good. All right. The next two attractions, right, that we're going to try to pick from, the Jungle Cruise, you know, all the animals, you know, different names, and the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
This is kind of an even match, I think. I would say.
Okay.
I think Winnie the Pooh has some cute ones and there's some very special movie magic in there. However, I think a lot of the scenes in Winnie the Pooh are made up of set pieces versus animatronics. Like the whole Heffalumps. There we go. Heffalumps and Woozle scene. That's just set. That's not animatronic. Owl's house. That's all set. It isn't very animatronic heavy, although it has animatronics versus the Jungle Cruise. The whole thing is these lifelike animatronics that are supposed to look like animals. And I don't know, every time, like I always forget that the snake is there and I always get freaked out every time. And like when the elephant comes out of the water and the hippo come out of the water and the, you know, I've got to go to Jungle Cruise.
I won't debate that. I think Winnie the Pooh's fine, but a lot of them aren't, they don't move a whole lot. They're just kind of there and they turn. They don't really do a lot of action.
Right.
The Jungle Cruise, a little bit more action in there. So I'm going to go Jungle Cruise also on that one.
Right.
All right. The next two, this one might be a little challenging. Peter Pan, right? And Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Because at the end of Seven Dwarves, there's animatronics.
Dancing
right? But
in
it's
the
only
house.
At the end.
Well, no, there's animatronics in the mine shaft when you go up the lift hill.
Well, Dopey comes out, but the others are just like the shadows, right? I don't know.
Off to work we go. No, there's all of them. Look, wait, you talk. You explain your piece while I show you.
Well, I think I would go with Seven Dwarves here because Peter Pan has some animatronics, but again, they're mostly statues like Winnie the Pooh. Right. They're there. They move maybe a little bit like when Peter is fighting Hook on the boat.
See, look, there's all of them.
OK, I was wrong. Fine. They're all there. But
they're cute.
I think the dwarves in Seven Dwarves Mine Train are probably it's a better attraction if you want to see animatronics.
Look,
I think
the Pan animatronics are sad and scary looking.
No, they're not. They're fine. But a lot of it is
made of wood.
They're stationary.
Yeah. It's also very set piece heavy with this one. That Tinkerbell one, she's scary. Admittedly, she is actually scary at the very end. And she will hopefully be making an appearance on the thumbnail of this episode.
Well,
the dwarves one are so cute. And stack of dwarves and Snow White dancing in the house and, you know, the evil queen and just the whole like mine lift hill with the dwarves. Like, I know we're not a huge fan of the projected faces and the projected eyes, but it works in that.
So we're going with dwarves on this one?
Yeah. Seven particular dwarves attraction. I really like it.
I think so too. I like Peter Pan, but I'm going to go with Seven Dwarves on this one. All right.
The next two, one's not an attraction. I added this in the list because you didn't, when we were going to the list, we didn't mention this one. Carousel of Progress, you get the family, which mm-hmm. last week we said was, I mean, we started the rumor. It was patterned the Disney after Assembly our family.
Yeah.
And Sunny Eclipse from Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
Gotta love Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
I mean, you can't not have Sunny
Eclipse.
Gotta
be one
here.
Of my favorite Starlight Cafes.
But I mean, who's going to win this? Is it, are you more likely to go see the Carousel of Progress to see the family or more likely to go eat because of Sunny?
Sunny Eclipse. 100% Sunny Eclipse. The Carousel of Progress family like kind of freaks me out.
And they break down a lot.
They break down a lot.
But so does Sunny, to be true. I mean, he breaks down a lot.
They're both like from the same age of animatronic, I feel like. And they, I don't know. They're both the same level of like lifelike, but not quite. And
listen, I like Sunny. I'm going to go with Carousel of Progress on my pick because of all the different scenes.
This is
and they tell
true.
Different stories and there's different characters.
There's generally just like more movement in the Carousel of Progress.
The only reason to go to Carousel of Progress is to see the animatronic storytelling. Right. You can go to Cosmic Rays and not really pay attention to Sunny, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So
Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress. Sorry, Sunny. All right, going on. All right. The next two. We'll do the next two, and then we have one we'll talk about at the end.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Presidents, uh-huh. where there are a lot of animatronics in there, because like
so many.
All
that's
presidents.
Like the whole thing, yeah.
And the Country Bear Jamboree. I know Country Bears
are
getting redone.
But they're so cute. I love the Country Bears.
The Hall of Presidents is a great... I appreciate the Hall of Presidents.
I can also appreciate the Hall of Presidents.
But they're all... that they creep me out a little bit.
They're so lifelike. And maybe it's just because we always sit like kind of far away, but they look like people.
They need...
And the Lincoln one, so impressive. And like when Joe Biden stands up and he's like, "Hi, I'm Joe Biden, the 15th
president."
Whoever
the current
president
is, right?
Like right now it's Joe Biden, but like it's creepy how lifelike it is. They all look exactly like
you know. They look similar. Most of them.
Do you think they used AI to get like Trump and Biden and Obama to say this, or do you think they just contacted them and they were like, "Hey, project"?
I think the president does record the thing for Disney.
Do you think like, do you think it's like, you know how when you're an actor or an actress and being on the Muppets is kind of this like spoofy, like little bucket list item to do because like being on the Muppets is not real, but like it is real, you know?
Right.
Do you think like doing the Hall of Presidents as a president is like kind of a spoofy little like goofy thing that you get to be a part of?
And it's one of the many great things about being president is you get to be in the Hall of Presidents forever, forever,
forever.
Right. I'm going with Country Bear on this one.
I don't really want to talk about the presidents anymore.
All right, Country Bear Jamboree it is. All right. Yeah. The one that we didn't rate yet, and it's the last one on the list, is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And I think we should keep it off the list, but I do want to mention it because previews of the animatronics
looks
have been
so
circulating.
Good.
They're fantastic.
They look so good.
But the ride hasn't officially opened yet at the time of this recording. So I think it's kind of unfair because we don't know the impact they're going to have on the ride yet.
Right.
But I think it's going to be fantastic when it's all said and done.
I do want to throw out a theory, though. So today, April 25th, 2024, it has been announced recently that Test Track is closing for its, you know, refurbishment slash re-theme on June 17th. Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to open June 25th.
How do we know that?
That's my theory.
That's your theory?
Because they're going to close one and open the other.
All right. Maybe. I think it'll be open before then.
Okay.
All right. We'll see.
Hopefully it'll be open before then because I will be in Disney World.
Yeah. All right.
Stop pointing at the timeline.
I'm not pointing at the
time.
I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, okay, we got to move to the next round, right? Because we're...
Yeah, we do. Okay. Tiana, not on the list, but the previews of the animatronics do look absolutely fantastic.
They do. And they're awesome. And
they
I can't wait
so
to see
awesome.
Them. All right. Going back to the list, we are now at Pirates of the Caribbean versus the Tiki Room.
I think at this one, you got to look at quality of a track of animatronic. At this point in the round, it's not about iconic. It's not about storytelling. It's about quality.
I think so, too.
I think the Pirates ones, as much as I love the Tiki Birds, I love the Tiki Birds.
Right.
The Pirates ones are at a just different level of quality than the Tiki Birds.
I can't argue with you there. I like the Tiki Room too, but the Pirates...
You can still hear the clicking.
Superior.
Wait, no, but we didn't even consider like the... Wait, we only talked about the Tiki Birds. Not the posts and the drums and the flowers. They are, but like, it's cool.
It is cool, but
that's more of like an art feature than it is.
Listen, if we were just ranking them, I think the Tiki Room would be in our top five, maybe our top four, but it's not better than Pirates. So I'm going with Pirates. All right. The next two, Haunted Mansion and Jungle Cruise.
I think same thing. You got to look at quality of attraction. And I think the quality of the Haunted Mansion outdoes the quality of the Jungle Cruise.
I would agree with you there. So I'm going to go with Haunted Mansion also. I think part of
that too is that the Haunted Mansion animatronics can get away with squeaking because it fits the vibe.
Right.
The Jungle Cruise runs, not as much.
I hear you. All right. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and the Carousel of Progress.
Absolutely unmatched argument. It's the dwarves.
Do you think so?
Yes, I think it's the dwarves.
Yeah, I think so too, because Carousel Progress ones break down a lot.
They break down a lot and they are out of date.
Right.
And the dwarves are so cute.
Yep.
So the Country Bears get a free pass with this one.
No, the Country Bears, they get a free pass, but they're going back to the top. And it's going to be Country Bear versus Pirates. As Pirates is still on the list, Country Bear is at the bottom. But Country Bear versus Pirates, who wins?
Probably Pirates. What do you think?
Well, the new bears haven't made an appearance yet.
This is true.
So we can only base it on the old bears.
The new bears might outdo the Pirates.
The old bears were really feeling their age.
They definitely
were. They're lucky they beat the Hall of Presidents.
I think the bears are lucky that they didn't, like, their skin didn't melt off or anything.
So we're going with Pirates.
The bears were actually 50 years old when they closed. Like, some of the Pirates ones are also 50 years old, but there's enough, like, modern... modern architecture in Pirates, because that attraction gets actively redone throughout the year versus bears, which does not.
Well, I agree with you. And again, I think the Pirates, there's so many different animatronics in there, from the dog to all the different pirates.
And the pigs and the cats, to the
townspeople.
And the Johnny Depp and
it's Jack Sparrow, but
Johnny Depp.
All right. Haunted Mansion or Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
Okay. This is a tough one.
Well, they're going to be tough because we only have three left.
The dwarves. Okay. Argument for the dwarves. They look better, I think, than the Haunted Mansion ones. The ballroom scene, although glorious, marvelous feat, they look old and they look fake and not like people, versus the dwarves. Very well capture the dwarves, and they move very, very nicely. The argument for the mansion, there are just so many of them, and the Hatbox Ghost is incredible. And if the rest of the mansion could get an animatronic overhaul so that they all looked like the mansion, or that they all looked like the Hatbox Ghost, it would just be amazing.
For me, I go back to the first argument we had. Without the dwarves at the end, you still have the mine train ride, and it wouldn't matter. It's a nice touch at the end, but it's at the very end. It's kind of like at the very end of Slinky Dog when we get to there. We're not in Wheezy. Hollywood Studios yet.
This is true.
Right. But the ride is still there.
Right. And you can't have
the Haunted Mansion without the animatronics.
Right.
It is the ride.
It is the ride.
And I think that gives it the edge. I think I would pick Haunted Mansion over Seven Dwarfs Mine Train when you're looking at attractions based on its animatronics.
Okay. Haunted it is.
All right. So Dwarves is out.
So now we're left with two incredible attractions, incredible storytelling.
And I'm going to make an executive decision. When we do our final battle, we're going to pick the top two from each park instead of just the top one. That way we have eight. And then we can rank those.
Well,
eight.
Seven, because Animal Kingdom's only going to have one.
Maybe we'll see what happens when we get to Animal Kingdom. But we're going to pick the two. So both of these, both Pirates and Haunted Mansion, are going to make it to the finals,
right? And they both deserve it.
They both deserve it. But only one can walk out as the best attraction based on the influence of the animatronics.
Okay, I would pick Pirates. On my first thought was Pirates, because this attraction has so many different varieties of characters. There are literally hundreds of unique, individually dressed, individually makeuped, and individually placed and programmed animatronics and pirates. Versus in Haunted, you get repeats of kind of the same figure, and you get a lot of projection mapping to create the illusion of, you do this with the stone, with the like heads that sing to you at the end. You get this with Constance.
The
you get this. You even get it with the hatbox ghost a little bit, and you get it definitely in the ballroom. And like, yes, the animatronics themselves have to actually operate in the ballroom scene to get the projection mapping to work, but they're doing the same motion over and over again. And they are all kind of the same. So I would pick pirates based solely on the artistic value of the, like, just, there's just so many. There are so many of them. And the Johnny Depp ones look exactly like him. And that's incredible. That's my argument.
I'm going to agree with you on pirates. And here's why. I think because of the nature of the ride, you can see more of the animatronics in pirates. And so if there were problems, you would see them. And in Haunted Mansion, because of the way it's laid out, it's not his fault, but.
Because of what it is, right?
It's all very, it's supposed to look like ghosts, right? So you don't really see much of it. The other thing is, I mean, some of the animatronics in Haunted Mansion, they are a little dated.
They're getting old.
And the story of Haunted Mansion, of the ride, is hard. It's not an easy story to pick up on.
It is. Yeah.
Pirates is a simple story. You know, you're floating, you're going through the town. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and an end. It flows. So I think in terms of purely based on animatronics influence on the ride, I would agree with you. Pirates. Yeah. I would give Pirates the nod over Haunted Mansion.
The three huge main parts of the Haunted Mansion, the most iconic moments of the Haunted Mansion are Madame Leota, Constance, the bus, and the hitchhiking ghosts. And all four of those are created.
Well, the ballroom scene.
And the ballroom. Okay. Exception, the ballroom. The main iconic moments from this attraction are created from projections.
If you look at the ballroom scene.
Not from animatronics.
Right. If you look at the ballroom scene and you look at the auction scene.
Very, very different quality.
Right. And the ballroom scene is fine. It uses, I can't remember the name of the illusion, right? I can't remember the name of it. But, I'm going with Pirates as well. Look, Haunted Mansion is fantastic. It made the top two, but I'm going to go with Pirates also.
Right.
Our listeners, though, may have a different opinion about what attraction in the Magic Kingdom is the best because of the animatronics in that attraction.
And they might have an answer to this week's Disney trivia question.
Which you are going to read to them right now.
What are the names of the villains in the preschool TV series Jake and the Neverland Pirates?
Why don't you read that one more time?
What are the names of the villains in the preschool TV series Jake and the Neverland Pirates?
If they have an answer, how can they possibly let us know?
You guys can send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com. Or you can send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, all at Disney Assembled. But if you guys want to support the show further, the link to our TeePublic, Patreon, buy us a Dole Whip, all that other super fun stuff is on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure you go check it out.
And if you're listening to us on Spotify, you can answer the question there in the interact section. And we have a YouTube channel. Check out our YouTube channel at Disney Assembled. I would appreciate your consideration of a subscription over there as well. And of course, the best thing you can do if you want to help the show is leaving that rating and review. If you can do a rating and a review, leave a rating and review. We'd really appreciate that. It helps people find the show and you get the pleasure.
And you.
Pointing at the computer screen. You who are listening have the great pleasure of helping us create more joy. All right. High five.
So with this question comes the end of a new trivia card. We have to get a new card. I think because it's like pulled from a game that we have and it has five questions on each card. And I think there was a Jake and the Neverland Pirates question on the last card as well. Cool.
I don't remember. But
awesome. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We had a great time.
Great time.
Yeah. I lost my place there for a second. We hope this episode brought a smile to your face, some extra magic to your day, and that all-important sprinkle of pixie dust to your week. Thank you so much again for listening. And until next time,
see you real soon.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand.